Right. Hi, I'm Henrik DeGeer, and today I'm speaking with Frank DiCarlo from MyDem Services. We're talking about today about ChatGPT-3.
ChatGPT, everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, ChatGPT. What is ChatGPT? Well, it's a trained model that interacts in a conversational way. Now, that's their definition for it. We're going to show you examples of it by... And do you want to show what it looks like and how it
actually
works?
what I was thinking, yeah, let's show it and have it write an intro to today's discussion. And I think what might be fun is bringing up Jasper, which is another chat bot, which mm-hmm. has been around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that.
So you add a prompt, you add a text prompt of anything you want to see.
Right.
And then it creates more text based on that, up to 4,000 characters, right?
How many is it?
I think it's 4,000, up to 4,000.
Read by Henrik and which by Frank. And boom, see what it comes up with.
So this is live, written by ChatGPT.
Yeah, it's pretty quick. I've noticed that with any entry that I do. So why don't you...
Yeah, let's start.
It keeps going.
Yep. This is written by OpenAI's latest ChatGPT.
Do you want to actually read it, or are we just going to
sure.
leave it?
No, let's do it. Hi, everyone, and welcome to MyDem Services webinar on ChatGPT. Hosting, my name is Henrik DeGeer. And I'll be your host on today's presentation. Joining me is my colleague, Frank DiCarlo, who will be sharing his experience on ChatGPT hosting with you all. We're excited to dive into this topic with you and share our knowledge on how ChatGPT can help improve your business's online communication and customer service. This is a great opportunity to learn from two industry experts and ask any questions you might have about ChatGPT hosting. So let's get started. Frank, would you like to take it from here and give a brief overview of what we'll be covering today?
Sure, Henrik. Thank you. Today, we'll be discussing the benefits of using ChatGPT for your business, as well as the technical considerations and best practices for successful ChatGPT hosting. We'll also be demonstrating how ChatGPT can be integrated into your existing customer service systems and answering any questions you might have along the way.
Great. Thanks, Frank. We look forward to engaging in an informative session with all of you. Let's get started. And just for sake, hit regenerate response just to see how it might change.
Who is lighting up my text? I apologize.
That's okay. It's people who want it, who are in our audience, who are really interested in this.
It's like I got a ton of questions coming in from ChatGPT.
Awesome. Yeah. See, it changed the prompts, and every time you hit it, you just hit it again. Just for since we're seeing that it changes the text, and that's okay.
It's interesting.
Yeah. So it never uses the same text, as my understanding. It always refreshes new stuff.
AI is it's just been incredible from now it's text to text or generative AI text.
Yep. So this is an example of text prompts to larger text prompts. And there's implications for positive and negative on this.
Well, just for kids, before we get into it, I just want to see real quickly, here's another chat or another AI chat called Jasper. Mm-hmm. And if we hit the same, I don't have to type it because I can copy and paste. Let's see what it comes up with. So this is, welcome everyone. We are so excited to have you here for MyDem Services webinar about ChatGPT hosting. I should put Jasper, I should have changed it. Today we are proud to feature Henrik DeGeer and Frank DiCarlo, who will share their experience on this revolutionary new technology.
ChatGPT is revolutionizing the way companies interact with their customers by providing a more personalized experience.
Through intelligent automation, ChatGPT has the potential to change how businesses operate, engage, and engage with their audiences. So that's just another example of what's going on with
It seems shorter. Software. It seems shorter from Jasper, or is it just my imagination?
Yeah, no, it wasn't as entailed. Mm-hmm. And, I think if we...
Is there a refresh button?
There was a way to continue.
I see a refresh button at the underneath there. Can you change it underneath? Just underneath there? You see the little two arrows? A little to the bottom left of there.
Where is it that you're pointing to?
Under audiences, do you see the cyclical logo? Do you see where at the last word of it? The last word that says...
Oh, you mean down here?
Yeah. Do you see where it says one over to the left? That one? Try again?
Oh, yeah. It'll give you another refresh. I thought there might be a way to expand on the introduction.
Right. Doesn't seem so like it. I don't know if there's a text limit. So that's an interesting comparison of the two tools. So these are both text prompt to a larger prompt, and you can literally have one word right on either of them and it'll start generating text based on it, or a sentence. It doesn't have to be a full sentence. It can be a sentence. It can be several sentences like we've shown. It's fascinating.
Exactly.
And you did something a little bit more creative earlier today. You want to share?
You did. No, I don't.
Okay.
thank you for mentioning that. Yeah, I took a little bit of a risk and entered a write a song, some song lyrics, and I picked up my guitar. Mm-hmm. Threw something down.
Check LinkedIn for more on that.
check my LinkedIn page for more on that. I'm wondering if it was a document. Well, this is a little more detailed. You actually write a description. You give a tone of voice. Enter some keywords that you want to keep within there. Mm-hmm. And this is what I meant by continuing. That's it. That's probably it. Yeah, okay, so it keeps going. Incredible.
It is. So those are two different tools that do kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So it's not pulling from a specific database, because obviously these are very unique asks, right? And you can ask it anything you want. There is some guidelines, of course, like if you go back to ChatGPT, there were some guidelines earlier on of what you can and cannot do, right, with it. So OpenAI has some guidelines on what you're allowed to do with it. If you type in someone's name, it's not necessarily going to give you any information on it.
Right.
There are some limitations, and there rightfully should be, to make it, not write bullying speech or abusive language, et cetera, that kind of thing. But it will, I've read several things about it. It'll fight for a lower, telephone bill.
I saw that. It actually can. Now, how does that work? There's no voice.
No. It'll give you the prompt of how to talk to a customer service person.
So it'll give you the bullets on where to hit.
Yeah, to give you aggressive counter talk on like, oh, we can't lower your bill because of no reasons. I was like, no, you can because of whatever. So you see the examples, capabilities, and limitations. And now going into limitations, that may have to come up is how do you not get lazy with it? right? Now, this is not a the purpose of it is not to be lazy, right? To do all your work for you. The purpose here is to be more creative, right? It's to at least have a starting point, right? It some people are already seeing people cheating with it in schools, right? Mm-hmm. That's you know,
well, that's a concern, right?
No, oh yeah, not. Yeah, of course.
It's
yeah.
not plagiarism, but it is. It's coming out as a network error. It's not so much plagiarism, but well, let's rewind there for a minute, because what's interesting about this technology is that it immediately goes to the internet, right? So it's grabbing endless amounts of information and culling that and giving you the response that you possibly be looking for, similar to when you're going on Google and saying, you know, here's a song lyric. So row, row, row your boat. You're expecting to see gently down a stream. Mm-hmm. But with this, you might be getting something quite different when it's looking at everything on the internet.
Right. And so ChatGPT is owned by OpenAI, and OpenAI has a very close relationship with Microsoft. Microsoft, of course, has Bing, and Bing is an alternative to Google search specifically, right? So it'll be interesting how Google responds to this, right? As one alternative is, how are they going to, because they have a lot of their hands into the synthetic media stuff, right? Whether it's images, video, text, of course, because, you know, Google might know something about text, something about search engines, just like Bing does. So it'll be interesting, you know, probably battle somewhere. You'll see some battles of them acquiring companies. And yeah. What's fascinating is in the past year or so, literally in 2022, we've seen over 210 different companies pop up, like Jasper and like OpenAI, in different types of synthetic media, which we'll be covering in a future talk and discussion about this. Yeah. But this is one specifically is because ChatGPT has just taken off. And the question is,
why do you think that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, why this one?
Why this one versus all the other ones, right? Because synthetic media is not new. It's not that new.
No. The tech isn't new. Is it to do with OpenAI's more popular? Because they offered it for free?
Free helps.
User interface.
I mean, it's a very clean interface, similar to Google, right? Like just the bar, and like, what do you want to search for, right? That kind of thing. So I think it's several things. One, you know, we know who owns who is a major funder of OpenAI, and that's Elon Musk, who happens to be fairly popular for a variety of reasons. And then there's also the fact that even though OpenAI has had several projects, like the photo tool that we saw earlier that they created with several iterations of it, where you go from text prompts to creating images. So that's a different kind of, so text to image is the type of technology that we're talking about, that OpenAI had a couple versions of it. And that was really popular too, but the output wasn't amazing. There were some certain concerns about it. Some of it being the rights of the data sets behind it and the quality of it, because it's up to a maximum of 1600 pixels by 1600 pixels, if I understand correctly. So web quality maximum only. So it's not printable for the sake of argument. But I think the main thing that makes this more popular is there's less risk. If you think about it, it's not a picture of me or a picture of someone else. So there's less risk of just text, because text is not necessarily associated to you or I or anyone else. Right?
Yeah.
It's just text. Right? And we text all day long on these things. So why wouldn't we have text somewhere else where text can be is literally anonymously created and used in this forum with ChatGPT, and it's free. So for anyone to try out. So I think that the risk is lower. Reputationally speaking, there's no likeness to the text. It's more freeing, because who wouldn't want to create a little bit of text just to see what's going to come out of it? It's like experimental. It's very experimental right now. And it's only been out very, very short amount of time. And it's really taking off and changing how people think about it, because it's really refreshing.
Well, it makes total sense because we're certainly using text a lot more, copy a lot more than we're using images, right? We come from a creative background, so text to image generative AI was pretty wild. You know, being able to type any sort of description, and all of a sudden you get an image to depict that, and a ton to choose from. I saw Canva the other day now has it very simply. So within a couple of months, what was a big, huge wow, everyone seems to be able to offer in a short amount of time. But that makes sense because everybody is using text, or certainly more people are using that than they are creating images.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So DALL-E was popular, and DALL-E is still popular to a degree.
Yeah.
There'll be alternatives to it as well. Probably more next year in 2023. It'll be interesting to see how it improves. It'll be incremental improvements, potentially drastically better and better and better is the assumption, or the expectation as well. Legally created as well, instead of, well, right now it's Wild West because a lot of the stuff is, data sets that don't necessarily have, permission to be used. For ChatGPT, that's questionable to a degree, but if the output is, I'm going to say, unique enough, and you can't, it's not, you're not plagiarizing from books, right, or from articles, it's pulling very, very unique text like we showed you, where, it's not coming from somewhere else.
It's not direct quotes. It's spinning exactly. It in a way that... It's incredibly creative, yeah. Being able to rewrite thoughts or what they're calling from the internet.
Right.
Just wild.
Yeah. And so it's great for short bursts, which we do all the time, right? Of whether it's meant to be creative, like poems or songs or things like that, as a starting point at the very minimum. Right. It'll be really interesting to see how it evolves with other technologies, to seeing, well, so is it just going to create things on its own eventually, where you create a bot, literally a new kind of auto chat bot, and have it, chatting by itself and just creating, lyrics by itself and singing by itself eventually, when you go from text prompts to text to singing voices, which we've seen as well. Where you can right. have synthetic singing voices, there's no end to this, right?
Yeah, you got me thinking about sitting down at my desk in the morning and reviewing my calendar and things that I need to do, and it writing and doing a number of other things by that time mm-hmm. in the background, saving me a ton of time and organizing what I need to have happen.
Right, and as long as the fear, because when things come out, there's always the fear factor, right? And as long as the fear doesn't take you over and says, oh my God, this is so scary, I'm not going to try it out. Instead, try it out and see what happens, because it's not going to like come and haunt you afterwards, necessarily yeah. speaking. Actually, I can't see how it would. But you'll see the results, and you can capture the results and see how it works. And just see how, literally by refreshing it and regenerating new text, seeing how it improves or changes. But more importantly, try it out, see how you like it, and see how you might be able to apply it to what you do, professionally, personally, productively speaking, whether it's an efficiency or, but it's really AI and you, it's not replacing you, whether you're creative or not. It's really AI with you. And you're still triggering it for now. But even when it becomes automated to one degree or another, which I could see it happening in certain forays, whether it's creating new posts, new blog posts for the sake of argument as a blogger, as an author, I can see that helping. It's not going to write for me entirely. It will help for sure. And it has helped us literally this year. So there's no reason why it couldn't continue doing that. Unless there's major limitations put on it, which I don't see happening. I see that there'll be some things brought up as far as data sets and potentially plagiarism or cheating or fraud, Fraud will unfortunately loom its ugly head with this, yeah, to one degree or another, as we've seen at the end of 2022, where there's plenty of fraud going on, and fraud will continue because greed will continue. That's what really fuels it. It's not the use of the tool. It's not the introduction of a new tool that there is no, it doesn't know what's good or bad, right? Mm-hmm. It's there are some guardrails on it, which there should be, to one degree or another, but it's not going to curtail free speech. It's not going to curtail how you can communicate. It's actually going to free your mind to a degree as far as how you can use it.
It should complement just like any other technology or advancement in our society. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. Well, yeah, I think I mentioned earlier, the past 3, 6, 8 months have been incredible. Mm-hmm. What's transpired. So keep posted.
Yeah. So if you're interested in more of this, we at mydamservices.com do synthetic media services. We offer them. We also offer digital asset management services that the vendors don't offer. So feel free to contact us.
We can show you how AI can support what you're looking to achieve in your business. Awesome. All right. Until next time. Good combo, Henrik. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again, Frank. Take care. Thank you.